Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that affects a ton of us. Anxiety and panic attacks. Ever feel like your mind's playing a non-stop loop of what-ifs and worries? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, you can't catch your breath, and suddenly the world feels like it's spinning out of control. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism isn't just about being stoic, it's about developing tools to navigate these intense moments with grace and resilience. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism sounds super serious. Trust me, it doesn't have to be. It's more about cultivating a mindset that helps us face challenges head-on without letting them completely derail us. And believe me, when it comes to anxiety and panic attacks, having the right mindset can make all the difference. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously help you manage those anxious moments. First off, acknowledge your feelings. Stoics went all about suppressing emotions. They understood that feeling anxious or panic is a natural human response. The trick is not to get swept away by those emotions. Imagine your thoughts and feelings like waves crashing on the shore. Observe them without getting pulled under. Don't fight them, just acknowledge their presence and let them pass. Second, focus on what you can control. Anxiety often stems from worrying about things beyond our grasp. Instead of dwelling on uncertainties, shift your attention to what you can influence. This could be your response to a situation, your daily actions, or even your internal dialogue. Take charge of those areas, and you'll feel a sense of empowerment that can help combat anxiety. Third, reframe your perspective. Stoicism encourages us to see challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it this way. Every time you face an anxious situation, you learn something new about yourself, your resilience, and how to navigate similar situations in the future. Instead of viewing anxiety as a threat, try seeing it as a chance to build inner strength. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Stoics were all about living in the present moment. When anxiety creeps in, it often pulls us into the past or future. Mindfulness exercises like meditation or deep breathing can help ground you in the here and now. By focusing on your breath and sensations, you can quiet the anxious chatter in your mind. Finally, remember your values. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with our core values. When anxiety tries to hijack your decision-making, remind yourself of what truly matters to your integrity, kindness, courage, or whatever else guides your life. Aligning your actions with your values can bring a sense of purpose and clarity that helps overcome anxious feelings. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You start feeling butterflies in your stomach, your heart races, and thoughts like "what if I mess up" keep popping into your head. That's classic anxiety kicking in. But using these Stoic principles can help. Acknowledge those feelings, it's okay to feel nervous. Focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your attitude. Reframe the situation, view it as a chance to showcase your skills and knowledge. Practice mindfulness techniques before your presentation to calm your nerves. And most importantly, remember your values. Maybe yours is about being a reliable team player or demonstrating your expertise. Holding on to those values can boost your confidence and help you rock that presentation. Look, managing anxiety isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms, staying grounded in the present moment, and remembering what truly matters. Stoicism provides us with a toolbox full of practical strategies to navigate life's challenges with greater peace and confidence. Remember, you're stronger than your anxieties. Use these tools, keep practicing, and watch yourself thrive. Alright, folks, that's it for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are some Stoic practices that have helped you manage anxiety? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community here together. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show so we can reach more people who could benefit from these insights. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.